in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on the Tim Ridley Show.
Yes, it is. It is that time for us to visit with our good friend Jackie McManus. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, thank you. Glad to be back on.
Yeah, I don't think we've talked since last year, have we?
No, so Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well, because I think we missed last month, I believe it was. So, yeah, it's been a while. Good to have you back on again, and, of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing you, and our drivers, our listeners, are looking forward to talking to you. And, by the way, our number is 615-292-6366 if you'd like to speak with Jackie this morning. So, Jackie, what's new and what's being worked on and what's going on in the recruiting and the retention world?
Yeah, it has, 2020 was definitely a busy year for a lot of our clients, and it's always so helpful being on this show because I get to hear from drivers when they call in and learn more about what they're seeing on the road with carriers, and we're able to take that information and relate it back to our carrier. So it's always helpful, and I'd love for drivers to call in and find out exactly what attracted them to the company that they're working at and what's keeping them there. Their driver shortage is the number one concern for a lot of our carriers, and we've seen a lot of companies look at readjusting their pay and trying to focus on driver communication. So really love to hear tips from drivers about what carriers are actually doing out there.
Do you see or do you feel that, or let me ask you this way, I guess, have you heard that they were being, you mentioned pay, have you heard that some of the carriers will be introducing a new pay package in terms of a higher pay jump, mile per pay jump, or has it been just kind of vague right now, but something that's on the table anyway?
Some carriers are definitely implementing a new pay package, but I would say majority, it's very vague, and it's really looking at readjusting the sign-on bonus, and that's something that we talk about here on the radio, is that the sign-on bonus, for example, sometimes can be misleading, and a lot of carriers will say, hey, we're offering a, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, you name the number, sign-on bonus, but that's really paid out over 5 to 6 years. So really what it's looking at is how can you readjust that dollar amount and implement it to the driver to give it, to raise the cost per mile on a yearly basis, starting immediately. And so it's been really helpful to learn that from drivers that really actually is not working. And I forgot which driver called and said it, and they said, if a company needs to offer a sign-on bonus, what's wrong? Why do they need to offer so much money immediately? Why don't you pay that out throughout the year, right? And then actually we think they laugh, but it's quite true.
Yes, it is something to think about, and I think some of the companies, exactly, especially in the past, didn't really think of it, didn't look at it that way. So what would you like to ask our listeners this morning, Jackie?
I would love to learn, what attracted the current drivers to the company that they're working at, and then what specifically is keeping them there on the retention side.
And again, because we you and I speak about this quite often, you can bring them in, mm-hmm, but the key is keeping the drivers. That's the thing, is retaining. So, and I think the companies have come a long way over the years, but still have a little ways to go in some aspects of that.
Oh, they have, miles and miles to go on that aspect. We're seeing a lot of carriers implement, because of COVID in 2020, really start implementing forms of technology to help with not only the recruitment, but the retention tool. And so with that, what they're doing is utilizing, for example, driver surveys. So finding out from drivers within the first day, first week, first 15 days, 30 days, and so forth, exactly what do they like about the current position? What would they change? And really making the driver feel value and open up communication. And that's something that you and I have talked a lot about, is that there's such a communication left between the driver and the carrier within the first 90 days. The recruiter says one thing, and then the dispatcher says another. So it's really important to use some of these tools that are available through technology to really keep the driver engaged with the company.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jackie, are you ready to hit the phone lines?
Let's do it, Tim.
All right. Our first stop is in Ohio. Mr. Whistler is with us. Mr. Whistler, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie. Well, we just lost Jackie, so as a matter of fact, Sydney is in the process of getting her back on. But Mr. Whistler, go ahead and go on with what you would like to discuss this morning in terms of what's keeping you with your company. What got you there and what's keeping you there?
Well, what got me here is my wife runs a yard there at Little Rock. We got 2 yards, one up Wheatland and one at Little Rock. Well, she thinks that since her husband's a driver and she runs the yard, I should be there working for her. That's the only reason I'm there. But these people here, they do not treat drivers very well. They don't pay no detention time, no layover pay. They don't want to pay you for nothing.
Oh, now we lost Mr. Whistler.
Hey, Tim, okay. It's doing that thing you know it does, but my feelings are it'll only go about 2 rounds. So, the next call will be the test. Usually it only goes around 2 rounds of fighting who gets on air, and then it lets us do it. So, let's try it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sydney. And but before
Hi,
we go
Tim.
To the next...
Jackie.
I'm glad you got it. Got back in, Jackie. What Mr. Whistler was alluding to is that the only reason he's with his company is because his wife works in the office, and she felt it would be best that he was at his, you know, they were both at the same company. But on the other side of that token, and that's when he was cut off, so hopefully he'll be able to call back in, but he says that the company does not treat the drivers well at all, and the only reason he's there is because of his wife. Yeah. So sounds like they could learn by listening to you on this show here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. He should, Mr. Whistler, sorry we weren't able to connect, but you should go to our website, fifthwheelhub.com, and just submit your information, and would love to talk to you offline a little bit more to see exactly what their company is doing and see if we could be a good resource. So that's fifthwheelhub.com.
Is that fifth wheel, is the fifth spelled out, or is it the number five?
It's number five, and then fifthwheelhub.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What we'll do is...
Definitely.
Okay, great. And we'll get that website out again before we part the airways. What we'll do is she has Mr. Whistler back in, so let's try him again and see if we can... Okay. All right. Looks like you're both in there. Mr. Whistler, I'm sorry about that, but you're back in now. Great, and you are on with Jackie.
Hi, Mr. Whistler.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, my problem with... I'm doing fine. Hey, my problem with trucking company is that they think that a driver shouldn't be paid for detention time, empty miles, stuff like that. We get a pretty good bonus over here where I work. And I run into a situation, I get paid percentage. So I was up in Michigan, and I got empty. I called them, and I told them I was empty. They said, well, go down here and pick it up. So I asked them what is the load pay. So the guy told me, he says, what the hell does it matter? You don't have a choice. You got to go down there and pick it up. I said, well, I do have a choice, and I'm not going to pick up the load. So I went on back into the yard there at Wheatland. So that brought up, you know, they was writing me up, threatening to take my bonus and all that stuff. And I told them, I said, well, you take my bonus, I'll quit. But we do have a certain rights out here, whether they know it or not. But if it wasn't for my wife working here, I'd tell these people to kiss my butt. I mean, I just don't get it. These companies out here think they're drivers. You know, if you got a guy sitting somewhere 8-10 hours waiting to get loaded or unloaded, you think you don't owe him some money?
Right.
He's not running miles. How's he supposed to make a living?
Yeah. Mr. Whistler, let me ask you a question. What size of fleet do you work for? Do you know how many drivers they have on staff?
When I started back here in the day, which is a lot of years ago, they had about 125, 150 trucks. Today, they got less than 30. And they just, the boss come out there a while back and said, well, I just don't understand why I can't hire no drivers. I said, really? I said, you don't pay them nothing. You treat them like crap, and you can't figure out why you can't hire nobody? Well, when I said that, he just turned and walked off because he don't care.
But there's a lot of
companies out there I'd like to work for, but they got anti-crash stuff on the front of their truck. They got cameras in the truck and all that crap. Their trucks don't run but 63, 65. You know, how you supposed to get out here and earn a living like that, you know? They say, you don't gain about maybe 20, 30 minutes running 70, 73. But I can't tell you the times that I've been 5 minutes away making a delivery or a pickup. It couldn't get there. I'm just not going to drive a slow truck out there, But anyway, y'all have a good morning, and y'all can reply to me when I get off there. All right, bye-bye.
All right, you take care now. All right, we're going to pull over and take a quick break. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Jackie is with us on Retention Attention here on the Tim Ridley Show. What got you to your company and what's keeping you at your company? We'll be heading back to the phone lines on the other side. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM.
Back to Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
All right, Jackie, let's head to Doug. Doug is with us in Oklahoma. Doug, good morning to you. Live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Doug.
I was owner-operator for several years. I just recently sold my last truck in last year. I was in the entertainment business, so when COVID came, everything went to kudos. So I decided I was going to be a company driver, and I took a local job. I think next year I'm going to buy another truck. These companies, the only one thing that's keeping me here is I'm home more. But this company they don't know how to treat drivers. They lie. I made 5 phone calls yesterday. I told my wife I was going to look for another job. She said, yeah, why don't you do that? This ain't working out. I called 5 companies yesterday, and the recruiter, they're just happy you called. They're ready to fly you out. They're ready to put you in a car to get you there. And they want you, it's the money situation. They want you to come work for them, and they guarantee you home time, but it's either 1 or 2 days.
Right. So, Doug, where are you looking for your next job opportunity? Are you just, friends, online, job boards, social media?
I've been looking at some of the companies online. Through Facebook. They pop up on that little thing or on the website.
Absolutely.
And then I got this app on my phone. I don't remember what it's called, 10th Street or something like that. I fill application out, and all I got to do is send it once to that company.
Yeah.
Everything's already filled out. All I got to do is send it.
Yeah.
But I've noticed, as long as I've been driving, the money is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
I've been driving 33 years now. Yeah, it's about 33 years. And I've noticed that they give you $5,000 or $6,000 sign-on bonus. It's stretched out over a month, a year, 2 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they tell you it's 50 cents a mile or 60. The other day, a guy told me he'd pay me 80 cents a mile. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. I said, what, how many miles can you guarantee me? I guarantee you about 2,800 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you do the math, as much as we're out here, you're still making anywhere from $10 an hour to $12 an hour. I'd still go home and do that.
Sure.
I wouldn't have to be going away from my family.
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why earlier I was mentioning that's where companies are really starting to look at their pay package and their sign-on bonuses to see, hey, let's eliminate those sign-on bonus and let's add that into, you know, the first couple of months, first year of the driver's per mile pay, so that that can be increased and that the drivers are really making more money so that, you know, not only are you happy in the industry, but we could also bring new and younger, you know, millennials really attract people into the industry.
I'm sorry, do it now with you.
Yeah, so yeah, a lot of companies are really they're looking at readjusting their pay schedule because drivers just aren't making enough money, and that's a real shame. So a lot of companies are looking at how can we pay drivers more money.
I know when I first started driving,
mm-hmm.
It was hauling grain, and I was making 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this guy here, I'm making 30% of gross, and I just shook my head and I'm like, unbelievable. And
right.
I told her, if I don't find something this year that's gonna pay, I said I'm gonna go back and buy another truck. I said,
yeah.
I said, I don't know what I'll do with it. But I don't want to go back over the road. I kind of want to go back to the entertainment business if it comes back. But the bad thing about that is I was gone 6 months to a year at a time.
Mm-hmm.
She would go with me quite well. She was with me 6 years on the truck. Our kids are grown, but we got grandkids now. I don't want to miss that.
Yeah, that's understandable. Well, Doug, I know you'll find something, and we're going to give out the website again as well for Jackie too, but we're wishing you well. We know that things will turn out better for you, Doug. You just hang in there, brother. Thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate you, and thanks for all you do. Let's go to Big Slim. Big Slim is with us. Good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Tim Wrigley and madam. How are we doing today?
Good morning. Great.
So, been with a company that other than, you know, a little bit when I sit there and went local, because my daughter had medical issues when she was born last year. She's doing perfectly fine now. Can't even tell she had issues. Other than that little stint of going local, I've been with the same company for probably the last three and a half years. And
mm-hmm.
one thing that I enjoy about working with these guys is, you know, they're constantly communicating with you, you know. I'm not a Facebook person, but they do a thing on Facebook where it's a Facebook Live thing where the director of operations sits there and tells you every week, you know, hey, what's going on? You know, like, we got a new pay package coming up that during the run I just got handed yesterday is going to make me a crap ton of money. Doing it, and you know, something had changed, you know, because they were talking about doing it as the first of this month and making it effective. And he came on, I want to say Thursday or Friday, and sit there and said, change your plans. We got to sit there and still have to use some testing and whatnot, make sure programming's good. So we're going to start the 1st of March. I sit there and told you guys if anything changed, I'd let you know as soon as it happens. Well, here we are. This is what's going on. This is what's to be expected. And so, you know, whether mm-hmm. it's good, bad, or in between, you know, that they're right. always upfront and willing to sit there and go, hey, this is what we're doing. Like, I could go on to one of the forums and sit there and tell exactly what the trucks are, how many miles the trucks are turning, everything like that, and they'll show
wow.
a graph of, you know, hey, you know, this is how many mm-hmm. miles we hit this month, you know, this is how many miles we hit that month, we're up this or we're down this, you know, and during the mm-hmm. COVID thing, you know, they even sit there and went, hey, look, we're breaking even right now. We're not going to mm-hmm. lie to you guys, we're breaking even, and when it started getting better, hey, we're doing great, guys. You guys are doing amazing. You know, mm-hmm. and it's that communication. Like, I could call my dispatcher at any time, day or night, and go, hey, this is what I got going on, and I don't get a bunch of yelling, cussing, screaming, just, hey, okay, mm-hmm. what's going on? Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, not a problem. You know, we can work with this. Let's figure out plan B, or, you know, oh, you're going to be there a day earlier than what you stated. All right, perfect. I'll work on the next load and get you down the road. And, like, I'm constantly mm-hmm. running. There isn't a reason
that
why.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Like,
that sounds like the right type of company.
I'm constantly having to do a 34 because, you know, I sit there and pull in do a 34 and I only got 2.5 hours left on my clock.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, Big Slim. Thank you so much for your call, brother, and thanks for all you do. Be safe out there, my friend. Jackie, you want to give out that website again before we leave here this
yeah,
morning?
Absolutely. Yeah. Fifthwheelhub.com and then with the number 5. So great website to reach me and would love to hear what's keeping you at your company or what you're looking for in a new opportunity.
All right, Jackie. Thank you so much, and thank you for
Tim, it was so much fun. Thanks so much, and talk to you soon.
All right. Look forward to it. Have a good one.